Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? The quiet before the storm. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, it's The Usual Suspects. It's a Tuesday. And your boy didn't win MVP, as we said all along.
We said, I mean,
we kind of, we already knew this.
Who thought he should?
I know.
Versus,
people, I know there are
who
people,
thought he yeah, would.
There are
is
people
a
that
big
thought
difference.
He should.
Yes.
And those people continue to get drunk on Kool-Aid.
I'm one of those guys, though.
I thought he had an MVP caliber year, but I mean, I pretty much knew all along that because of the hype alone, they were going to.
You did say from the get go, and I've got to give you credit that you said all along, if Westbrook averages a triple double, it'll be too much to overcome, and he would win it. So props to you on that.
Thank you.
It doesn't mean he deserved it. So, you know,
Look, I mean, you can't take a single thing away from James Harden, and to be honest with you, you can't take a single thing away from James Harden in two of the last 3 years.
Yeah. That's the thing. I saw this article, and I don't know where it was, but they talked about the fact that D'Antoni deserved Coach of the Year because he turned James Harden into an MVP candidate. And I'm thinking, whoa, whoever wrote this, he was a candidate a couple years ago with Curry before D'Antoni was here. So let's all chill a little bit on getting excited about all of this. Yes, there are a bunch of things to be excited about as a Rockets fan.
Right.
D'Antoni didn't turn Harden into an MVP candidate. He was already that a couple years ago.
I don't know if he has heard the speech or not, because I did watch the award show last night. But
you did? I didn't.
Yeah.
I chose not to. I chose to fix toilets and weed gardens and everything else. I didn't want to watch that.
Nick. Real man stuff.
And I don't want to interrupt your flow.
No.
But the toilet's not fixed.
Man stuff, Nick. Man stuff.
Man's game, son!
You're killing me yesterday about my lack of, handyman-ness, if you will?
Well, I would put my skills in getting a toilet off the ground versus you any day of the week.
I'd probably bet that you're better at that,
okay,
considering where you live and the fact that there's nobody that can do that
stuff.
I'd put
money on Nick changing a carburetor.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, over me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you should put money on Nick changing a battery over me. We discussed that yesterday.
That's true, but there are quality females in this world that can do it.
No, I went and got the wax ring for the toilet. I was fully prepared to knock this out in 20 minutes. First of all, you have a kid.
Yep.
You ever gag changing the baby's diaper?
Nope.
So I get the toilet off, and the wax ring was obliterated, and there was basically what amounts to boo-boo water all around the edges, and because the tile doesn't go all the way to the what the hell's the name of it now? I forget what it's called. The Oh my God, it's right on the tip of my. Anyways, there's the
base of the toilet.
No, yeah, there's this plastic thing that it mounts to. I'm forgetting the name of it off the hand. But the flange. Sorry, the flange. But so there's like tile that doesn't go all the way up to it. So there's a space. Mm-hmm. And that's filled with water that I can only surmise is boo-boo water, because really, what else would it be, right? Or maybe some pee-pee water. Who knows? Either way, I get the toilet off, and I'm rolling along, and I'm like, yeah, this is good. I got this. And then I see that, and I'm just like,
No, come on.
Like, it's just...
But it's your boo-boo.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter today.
It's so gross.
Yesterday, you was like, oh, it's your boo-boo. You should be able to work on your own toilet.
Because then I've got to clean the wax ring off.
But did it stink?
No, but it just... How could it grossed not? Me out.
That's because your mind is making
exactly
it
is what it is. Is my mind was like, there's poop in that. And I'm like...
Oh, my God.
And I don't have a toilet to throw up into right now. Because I would have to go in the other room. But I finally, like, I get it all cleaned up. But it's this most, I'm going to take a picture of the bucket. Because you empty the toilet water out of the bowl and then the tank. And I was doing that in this, I have this, you know, 5 gallon Home Depot bucket. And then I start taking the wax ring, because you have to take the old wax ring out, and it's just a mess. And so that and everything else involved, the gunk and things and stuff that's around it. So I've got this bucket that just looks like chum. It just looks like someone threw up in it.
So how much money would you take to drink out of it?
Oh, God. There is no... you couldn't offer me $1 billion.
To drink out of that?
No. No.
$1 billion.
No. There's no way. I would rather
turn down a LeVar Ball contract.
If you said, here's $1 billion or you will be broke the rest of your life, I'm going to be broke. There's no way. I'll take a picture of it. I'm going to send it to you guys. You see if you would have drank this. It's
that disgusting.
Before you put all the...
It's making me gag right now.
Right, but before you put like
If I start gagging on the radio, that's a new low.
When it was just the water ring that you're talking about, the boo-boo water...
You mean from the floor?
I mean, yeah.
Or from the tank?
Wherever it was.
Okay, so you start off, you get the water out of the tank, and you get a cup, and you turn the water off and flush it.
Right.
Then there's a little bit of water left in there in the bowl, and so the best way to do it is you take a sponge. Well, you get a cup and get as much as you can. Right. Then you get a big sponge, and you basically just soak all the water up, and I'm wringing it into the bucket that I had already dumped the rest of the water in. That I would have drank for money. Mm-hmm. Okay, just the water from the tank and the bowl, I would have drank that. But once I popped the toilet off, and there was... water in the by the tile, but nope. And then you start adding the wax ring, which is basically just the boo-boos high-fiving it on the way down. I'm not, no.
Dude, that's just like chewing gum. You'd be all right.
Oh, God. Joel, you're going to make me vomit on this show.
We got a collar.
That's so gross.
See that.
But then the flange is broke. That's what I was getting to. So I get all that done. I'm ready to put the wax ring on. It's all cleaned up. And the damn flange is broke. And so I'm like, oh, man. And I noticed that it's normally supposed to sit on top of the tile. It's supposed to be, the flange is, and the plastic lip is only like a quarter of an inch thick. Right. But it's not supposed to be flush with your tile. It's supposed to sit on top. Well, in this case, it's elevated above the tile at like a quarter inch on one side and 3/8 on the other. And so that's why I think it broke. So now I'm like, damn it. So I call a plumber. My dad has a good plumber. And so I call him, and he's like, man, just get something. And so he basically tells me how to do it this morning, so I'm going to go home and finish fixing the toilet. But I was ready to throw in the towel and get a plumber out there. Cause I was just like, I don't know.
Let's just think a minute for a second. That caramely boo-boo water. Just think about that bucket full of caramely.
You're just trying to make
loveliness.
Me gag on the radio, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh God, it was so gross.
Probably the most disgusting thing ever.
It might sit in the back of your throat for a while
on
the way down.
It's pretty nasty. I hate you. I hate you so much. And we just ate. Do you mind?
It could go down like a coffee drop.
No. Oh God.
Like a Werther's, just
no.
Slowly down the pipes.
No.
Terry wants to get in here. He wants to talk about the wax ring.
Ugh.
Hopefully, he makes him gag.
Yeah. Terry, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, glad to have you. Hey, I wanted to let Terry know. Hey, I wanted to let you know. I know you were been talking about this wax ring being so nasty. I had to change one not too long ago. I agree. Super nasty.
Yes.
But when you put it back together, if you go to Lowe's, they have a foam ring. No wax.
Okay.
It seals perfectly. It's got adapters in there if your mount is
that.
High or if it's low.
I see.
Yes, no, it works like a champ.
Okay, is it the green one? It's like green, right?
The inner tube might be green because there's like a sleeve that fits down into the pipe.
Okay.
It just slips down in there. But the upper ring where the wax is just a black piece of foam about an inch and a half thick. Oh, man. Well, you're...
Oh, you cut out there, Terry. He's cutting out. Damn it.
But we appreciate that.
Yeah, but I'm going to do
most
that.
Of it.
Nick,
yeah.
Nick was taking notes.
Maybe I'll go exchange the ring for that. But so long story short, I get all that done and I see the flange is cracked and I'm like, I'm not messing with it. Because I watched a video on how to replace a cracked flange. And this dude, this is what's funny. This is my wife. She knows me too well. So I've got this video on my laptop and I'm watching this. Guy's like, well, so you take a saw and you cut off two chunks and then you get this... you get a wood chisel and you chip that out. And if that doesn't work, you get a hole saw that's 4 inches wide. And then you got to be careful because there's no guides. You don't want to drill into the sewage pipe, but you drill and you cut that out. And my wife turns and she looks at me as I'm watching this video. And she goes, could you pause that for a second? I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I paused it and I was like, what's up? She goes, no. I was like, what? She was like, no. If you have to get a drill, you're calling a plumber. Yeah. I was like, babe, I got this. Her. I can do this. She goes, no.
Guesstimates are not to be taken near the sewage pipe, either,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, she was like, no, call a plumber. So I called my dad, who inspects homes for a living, and he knows all these guys, like handymen and all that. And I was like, hey, do you have a good plumber? So he hooks me up, and I called the guy this morning. He goes, man, you don't want to pay me to come out. He goes, they sell a metal ring you can put over the flange. And I was like, yeah, but it's raised up. That's what I'm worried about. So he talked me through it. I was like, all right. So
he didn't want to drive
tonight,
out there.
Tonight, yeah, way out there.
Yeah, he didn't want to drive out there.
He's like, man, that's a 2-day trip. That's
unless he had the family and a
hayride.
There's
no flights out there. Sorry, not till Thursday.
I'm not flying Spirit.
Unless the family could go on a hayride that night. Yeah. They're not going out
the
there.
The trip charge is a grand. But no, so tonight is round two of fixing the toilet. So
I'm sorry. That makes me feel so much better because... Everybody
all the trash
made
I
me
talk.
Feel not just you, Lamont and everybody. They were just like, all he could do is the shower curtain.
Well, Nick, you know the other
thing.
Well,
that's still true though. That's the thing. I could have been done had the flange not been cracked. That's still true. It's just that I ran into a speed bump, which by the way, just is again typical for me in my life. That as soon as I make fun of you for not being able to do something, I can't do it either. So,
but Nick, just so you know too, at Home Depot and Lowe's and some other stores, the rings come metal, plastic, and they come in colors. So when you do change the shower curtain, you have options as to what you want to put around the actual bar on the top. Just throwing it out there. All right, if you want to join the show today, 713-780-3776. That's the ESPN line. It's also the HRNP listener line. You call 713-780-ESPN, and you can either text us, or you can call us, or you can be a part of the show also by tweeting us, which is at Barry is funny to reach Barry, at the producer Nick, and also at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects, and right now I want to tell you about a great opportunity for you to see NBA talent this offseason right here in your own backyard in Houston, Texas. The No Excuses Summer Pro League, it's about to begin. Starting July 5th down at Fondy Rec Center, you're going to see NBA talent in real competitive games for free. Bring the whole family. It's the number one Pro-Am league in the state of Texas, one of the best Pro-Am leagues in the country. You've heard of the Drew League on the West Coast. You've heard of the Rucker Park League on the East Coast. Well, smack dab in the middle of the United States, right here in Houston, Texas, is the No Excuses Summer Pro League. Pat Beverly, first team all defense for your Rockets, he's playing. Montrezl Harrell, Bobby Brown, all from your Rockets. Jonathan Simmons, the U of H product that played great for the Spurs, they're going to be a part of it. You want to be a part of it too. Best thing is, it's free and there's so many things to see. Lots of great games. The first night, there's going to be a 3-point shootout and a dunk contest, and there's going to be NBA talent in every single game. Check it out at noexcusefoundation.net. Noexcusesfoundation.net. No Excuses Summer Pro League. Fondy Rec Center, starting July 5th. Be there.
Loot and Raider Rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, Usual Suspects, just getting started here on a Tuesday. Shout-outs to our hosts for lunch today.
Yeah.
You guys got me to go to Cowboys and Indians. And let me just tell you something, folks. If you are in the downtown area, it is going to be word of mouth more than anything else, because it's a little bit off the beaten path, but you want to talk about a restaurant where you're not going to have to wait to get in, and you are going to get treated to some of the best food around.
It's legit, isn't it?
Cowboys and Indians is no joke.
I'm telling you. I kind of made it my mission to try to eat something that I didn't like, honestly. Because when Nick and I first went with Jordan, I was like, there's no way everything can be good. You know what I mean? Like, every restaurant has something that's not good. And so we had, when we were there, I had the sliders, the wings. I think we even had quesadillas because Jordan got them. And then we had the butter chicken.
Because Jordan's dieting now. So.
Yeah, but it was all really good. And then when we came back, I mean, we talked about the Himalayan Heat burger. So I was like, okay, I'm going to try that. Son, that burger, that Himalayan Heat burger, I had to give Nick a bite.
Yeah, I guilted him into.
It's one of those burgers that you have to put on a must-have list in Houston.
Yeah.
It's like, it's this perfect combination of greasy, hot, cheese. The bread is perfect. It's just a little firm, but not, you know what I mean? Like, but soft in the middle because they toast it. Oh, that was a ridiculously good
I think
burger.
The name kind of scares you away. It's really not that spicy. I think it has
it's
a perfect
spicy,
amount.
But it's not.
Not to the point where it's just going to.
Uneatable. Yeah. No. It's not. It's edible. It's a good spice. It's,
right.
Man. And you like the quesadillas, huh?
Quesadillas were great. The fries looked fantastic.
Those were good.
And, I mean, great texture to them because they're crispy on the outside. But the great thing is you got the best of both worlds. If you want true Indian food, you can get Indian food.
Yep.
But if you want just regular American fare, there's plenty of great stuff. Their burgers are all world. So and great people, I think, more than anything else.
Yeah.
It's always better when it's run by great, legitimately genuine people.
Yep. Always good. We had they brought us samosas. I had to write it down.
Beef samosas, yeah.
Because I would have got that wrong. I would have called them mimosas.
That was probably one of my favorite, if not the favorite thing, besides the quesadilla.
Really?
I would say the quesadilla and the...
And the samosas?
And the samosas were my two...
The meat samosas. Those were good. And then I really liked the lamb that he brought out at the end, because that's the great thing is he's like, you know, I'll bring you some things. So he brought lamb vindaloo, which was Haas's grandma's recipe.
Yeah, that he only learned like 2 or 3 months ago, and the family has perfected.
It was, because again, I'm not an Indian food guy. I wasn't, because I'd only had it the one time, and Kirsten was asking me about it. She's like, is it really good? Because I'm scared of Indian food. I was like, oh no, you've got
to
go.
It's good.
Like, I had it one time, and it was gross. But this is like, they've made me where now I'll try anything there. I really will. And I'm not scared of the curry or any of the spices or the flavors or, I don't know.
For the people that want authentic food too, you know, a lot of times they say that they feature a certain certain fare and you want to go try that fare, but you're like, yeah, is that really? Like when people say, is Tex-Mex really Mexican food? Things like that. When grandma is at home making it from scratch every day for the restaurant, that's what you call authentic.
Yeah, it's so good. I'm telling you.
It's really good stuff. So it's right there on Taft off of West Gray, right as you get into Midtown and downtown if you're coming from Montrose. But it is fantastic food, Cowboys
and
Indians.
I'm telling you, it's good. And I was glad to hear some of the peeps are already going.
That's good.
Because they were saying when we got there, they were like, Barry, man, we've only been doing the ads with you guys for a week, and people are already showing up. That's the thing I like about it is I got to have it first, so I knew exactly how good or bad it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's legit.
Yeah, I mean, when you're going to the Summer Pro League next week, you know, on your way down, hit Cowboys and Indians.
Yeah.
Get you some grub and get you some good NBA talent on the Fondy Rec Center court.
Go do it.
That's what I would suggest. And by the way, on the way back, nothing more disturbing on this planet than
what
I saw.
About?
You guys took Waze. And I'm like, okay, look, I'm just going to kind of, I know I used to live down here. I know a couple of the back streets to get me to Shepherd, and I'm going to get out. I end up right before Nico Nico's on Montrose at that light, and I'm turning, and I see a guy walk across the street. I'm like, I'm like, is that dude naked? And I look up, and my lights finally turns green. And every car is like staring at, and dude is honking on his horn, rolling down his window, screaming, and I had the windows up. But I like go to turn and I look. My man is wearing a banana hammock that's a thong in back. Okay. Nothing
else. Did he have
a
nice ass? Did he have a nice ass?
No, but no. I did take a picture for you because I know you did? I know you'll tweet it.
Okay. Send it over. Add it to my bank.
And a backpack. And he's tatted up all over. And he's walking down the street. People were screaming at them. I'm like, dude must have some serious self-confidence, though, walking down the street with that outfit on.
Yeah. That's strange. I didn't see that at all.
I wonder how long it takes him to pick out what he's going to wear in the morning.
Second.
Good Lord.
It is the summer.
It was like converted into like a G-string.
If ever there was a time to wear it.
I guess you're right.
It's now. Summer.
I don't know. Waze must have taken you a different way, but next time I'm going to trust Waze because I'm like, what the hell is going on?
So if I show up in a Speedo, is that not all right? Is that not good?
No, you cannot show up in a Speedo.
You know you want to see these legs.
I do not want to see you in a Speedo. I can barely stand you in shorts.
Wow.
Why would I want to see you in a Speedo?
Are you saying my legs are white?
I don't even look at your legs.
I avoid them. You should.
When you wear shorts.
They're sexy.
No.
But why? But it bothers you when he wears shorts.
Yeah, because I have to avoid. I have to like look away from his legs.
You're missing out.
No.
These gams right here, these are my money makers.
Wow. Then there's that. So I did watch the award show last
night. I'm glad you did.
Eric Gordon, as predicted, yeah. The ones that we said were going to happen. Eric Gordon won sixth man. D'Antoni won coach of the year. By the way, people don't realize, second time D'Antoni's won coach of the year. So those were the good news aspects. Executive of the year did not go to the Rockets.
Wait.
Yeah.
Those were not the only good news for the Rockets.
I didn't say only.
Bev won the Hustle Award.
Yeah, that's a big award right
Why
there.
Why are you burying the lead?
That's a fan vote.
Yeah.
It's popularity.
That means he's all world. He's the man.
That means that Rockets.com fixed the balloting.
You're talking about a guy. No. That's the Hustle Award. You're talking about a guy who, in the last couple of years, was proven to be the most skilled player in the NBA.
Because of All-Star Weekend.
Because he won the skills competition in All-Star Weekend. Ergo, Patrick Beverley, most skilled player in the NBA, is what that tells me. So, anyways, don't bury the lead.
Now what you're doing is you're showing how people get to that point after drinking Kool-Aid where they get delusionally into believing anything that they think in their own head.
Joel!
Yeah.
Him and Montrezl Harrell!
You're blocked. That's it. That's it. So, bad news, James Harden doesn't win MVP. We kind of set you up for that. Rockets had an outside chance for executive of the year, but it went to... my man in Golden State.
Bob Myers,
yep.
You believe in that?
I mean, to me, that was a farce simply because you can't get all that much credit for getting Kevin Durant. You had your players recruiting him since after the last game of the season. You had, you know, that's just a guy making a choice where he already had a preconceived notion to where he wanted to play and a destination in mind.
Okay.
I don't think he should continue. Look, should he get credit for his draft picks of the past? Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Steph Curry. Absolutely. But that was the years that he drafted those guys.
But, how about giving him credit for building a roster where he can afford to add Kevin Durant to it, gets rid of some players, but obviously the right ones, and keeps the right combination to go on and dominate and win a championship. He should get credit for that, at least, because he made it work.
I think it doesn't take a rocket scientist to have the combination of guys you're going to keep from the starter's perspective.
No, but I'm saying the bench.
The bench was okay. Yeah, I'll say this. More credit to him for being able to juggle the salary cap enough.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He made it work. He made it fit. He got the contract in there. He had to give up some or get rid of some, and he made those right choices. He made the choices correct enough to be able to win a championship.
You're right. I mean, I'll give you it. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying he deserved to win, but I'm saying at least give him credit for that.
I'm just saying that bench didn't play all that much, and as long as you got those guys in the starting lineup, you pretty much got the bailout. You've been down 20-some in games, and you've been able to come back, not with the bench, but with those guys. But he got it. I guess other notables, because Pat Beverley got first-team all-defense, as you mentioned.
Yep. Malcolm Brogdon, rookie of the year.
Yep. Which I predicted, by the way.
Well, you were pretty happy about that, Mr. Bucks guy, huh?
I'm not. Everybody thinks I'm a big Bucks guy. I'm just from Milwaukee, but I think the kid's a genuine kid, and I thought he deserved it more than Embiid. But we'll see.
Draymond, rookie of the, defensive player of the year.
Yeah, Draymond wore shorts last night. By the way, Nick,
He got roasted on Twitter for that.
Yeah.
Did you see somebody say, hey, you're not doing a Skype interview. Yeah. What are you doing? Mint green jacket with shorts.
Yeah, it was like a Kelly green tuxedo jacket, black shorts, and then black like brushed leather loafers.
Terrible.
I had no idea he was wearing shorts till he went up to receive the award. And then Drake was the host. We can talk about if you saw any of it, what you thought of him as well. But the awards show in general, kind of anticlimactic simply because it was so long after the season. But at least they got out of the way, and they say they're going to do it again next year. So if you want to chime in on that as well, let us know. 713-780-3776, where you can reach us by text or phone, or you can hit us up on Twitter, the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5. Money is the root of the evilest ways. But have you ever been so hungry it keeps you away?
Made. Now my hunger will leave them amazed. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, and Nick, we're here until 4 o'clock when the Blitz takes over. Hey, the Mexican national team returns to Houston. Mexico and its stars will face African rival Ghana at NRG Stadium. So don't miss your chance to watch Mexico in this crucial match leading into this summer's Gold Cup. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com starting at just $30. Get yours today. I'm so full. I can barely move from all the food that we ate. So apparently last night, my boy Kurtlow is still ranting and raving about the fact that I want him to unblock me. He called me a groupie, which is hilarious that he called me a groupie.
Well, he's a little emotional right now.
I mean, things
didn't go his way at the NBA Awards.
No, I realize he's upset. I saw something. Somebody sent me screenshots of his ranting about he's going national. He's calling every talk show to get it off of his chest. And that's great. And he's welcome to call here.
Because we are national.
Yeah. But, he's welcome to call here once he unblocks me from Twitter. I've only been blocked by one person. And if I'm just telling secrets between us gals, the only reason I want him to unblock me so that I can block him. That's really all I want to do. I just want to be able to block him first. That's all. Once he does that, we're good.
How about the quality of suspects, though, to make sure they get the screen capture for you?
What's that? Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I got good folks on the inside doing work for me, letting me know what's up.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's passionate about this stuff, but he's also passionate that he's about to explode at the seams because of the fact that Harden didn't win the MVP.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one thing, but to say you're going to call every talk show to get it off your chest, if it means that much to you, I'm thinking you need some hobbies or something. Like, I'm not that upset about any of this stuff. It's sports.
He called you a stalker, brother.
I know. He said I was a groupie.
You are a freaking stalker.
I was a groupie. I love it. It's hilarious.
I'll find the stalker comment, but okay. I was like, what? Who?
And I understand he said if I wasn't here, he would call. You should have just told him I'm not here, and then when he calls, I could just tell him he can't get on the show. That would have been ideal.
So this is when reality hits. One of the tweets he put out there was, I have never had a male groupie beg me to unblock him. Take that block and ride out into the sunset, and then he tags me. I'm like, why are you tagging me?
That's the best. That is the best.
Because he won't admit that he's tagging me because he can't send it to you.
Ah, good times. Good times indeed. But no, when we were going to break, you were talking about the fact that, you know, the award show being this late. And I think a few people don't like it. It was too long for me. It really was. Like, it needs to be closer to the season.
I completely agree. Look, I mean, they took a page out of the NFL, but the NFL has their award show, and it's that big to-do wherever the Super Bowl is on the Saturday night before the Super Bowl, and they do it, you know, they did it here in downtown. They did it in Houston at the one of the performing arts centers, either the Hobby Center or the other downtown. It was a big, big red carpet event. You know, all the NFL guys show up. I get that, but that's the pinnacle of their season, the Super Bowl. But after the final game of the finals, and then you wait, then you got the draft the following week, and then you try and get it in, baseball's already top of mind. People are thinking about training camps in football, and basketball's like in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, it is. It's so far removed. It doesn't feel. It's like, eh, I don't care as much. I mean, I would almost be, and plus having a whole award show, which I did I miss anything by not watching it? I mean, really and truly, was there any moments where you're like, okay, this was worth it?
No.
I mean, I saw the Bill
Russell.
Yeah,
was great.
Bill Russell trash talking the five Hall of Famers. I saw that, but I mean,
to be honest,
was that even worth it?
The first thing I thought about was I felt really bad for Bill Russell because he's always been so charismatic, well spoken, and instead he looked very frail.
Yeah, it was sad.
Yeah, and his speech wasn't like it normally was. And then he did. He stole the show with the one comment, but then you expected he was going to speak, and then he didn't speak, but it sounded a little something like this.
I would kick your ass.
Yeah, he looked at Shaq, Alonzo Mourning,
yeah,
David Robinson. Kareem was on the stage. I don't think he quite looked at Kareem, but Kareem was there, and Dikembe, and said, I would kick your asses.
Yeah.
I loved it.
And then he said what an honor it was and a joy it was to watch him and, you know, all. But it was a cool moment. Because at first I was like, settle down, Bill. But then I saw the rest of the clip and thought, all right, that's really cool. You know, you see what he's doing. But it was sad to see him, you know, much more fragile than you remember him being, at least. You know what I mean? Just getting old, man. Father Time's undefeated, like they say. Pretty sad, but a pretty cool moment. Other than that, Draymond showing up in shorts might have been the second best thing to happen on
Nicki Minaj live for a montage-ish
Who
performance.
Cares?
No big deal.
Was it good?
No. I mean, look, I thought Drake, just like when he was on Saturday Night Live, should get a little bit more credit than he gets in terms of he has some talent. He was funny.
Well, he used to be an actor.
Well, I didn't know that, but I'm just saying he pulled off the hosting better than a lot of people expected. I like the fact that he wasn't afraid to take shots at guys. He and Kenny Smith had a pretty good exchange back and forth at one point in the show. But overall, 2 hours of that might be a little excessive, especially that time of year.
Yeah, that seems like my. I have a feeling they could have got it all done in an hour.
I think they lucked out. No Astros last night. Nothing really on TV except for the College World Series. So, and the 3-on-3 repeat.
Yeah, I didn't watch that. Did you watch it?
I did not. I mean, I saw a lot of what had happened on Sunday, and I saw video clips. But a lot of people liked it. Look, they had 15,000 people at the Barclays Center for the opening day. And that's a lot to watch 3-on-3 basketball.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's more than the Nets draw for a regular season game. Yeah. Let's put it that way, in the same building.
I was all in until Ice Cube ended an interview and went, yay, yay. I was like, okay, nope.
What? That's like his trademark.
That's his trademark when he's with WC in the Mad Circle rapping with the West Side Connection and all that. That's his trademark when he's West Side Connection, but not when he is the owner and the face of an NBA 3-on-3 league. Just be Ice Cube. Don't be
disrespecting Ice Cube.
Don't be West Side Connection.
You wanted
Ice
him
Cube.
To be more distinguished in his answer?
I wanted him to be more Are We There Yet, less NWA.
Less Players Club?
Yeah. Less Players Club for sure.
And three injuries in the
What?
First
you mean the old
day.
Guys are hurt? Go figure.
White Chocolate was melting. His knee is he had a knee problem, Jason Williams. And then the Junkyard Dog got hurt, and so did Kenyon Martin. Now they're not gonna say the extent of them, but that's what happens when you come out of retirement. I think I told you yesterday. Iverson had the greatest philosophy. If you saw me play back in the day, then you saw me. And if you want to see me playing this, don't blink your eyes because I'm going to be on the court for about 9 minutes or less. I'm going to coach. I'm going to captain. I'm going to take my check and I'm going to go home.
See, that's crazy because Kenyon Martin, I think he was the guy that was like, that came off like a shattered leg and then had the career that he had in the NBA following his like broke his leg in like 19 different places or something. Like it was ridiculous. So for him to be in this league and injuring himself like that, that's just.
They're old.
I wouldn't
dude.
Do it. I wouldn't do it. I'd be scared.
What they should really do is have a senior circuit. And get like Bill Russell and some of these guys to
Bill
play.
Bill Russell, for God's sake.
Like, could you see, like, it would take 20 minutes to play a minute. just
Bill
because
Russell,
they're so
old. You'd
have
to put them on like a hand truck and have someone push them around on the floor. That's not going to work so well.
Just instead of wheelchair basketball, it'd be gurney basketball. Yeah. They'd just be in gurneys from like the retirement homes, just getting wheeled around by orderlies.
Because Rasheed.
Travel. Like everybody's traveling.
I think it was a year or two ago, Rasheed Wallace and the guys were trying to get a league for those retired from the NBA, but still full court 5-on-5.
Oh, hell no. I don't want to watch that.
Well, I'll tell you what. Can you old imagine dudes? All the wheezing and the...
Oh, God. No, I don't want to watch old guys try to run full court. Hey, when we're talking about the awards, your friendly neighborhood beer salesman said they should probably do it before the finals, which I'm good with.
I agree with that.
I have no problem with that. Let's
because
do that.
Here's the other thing. When people started saying, you know, and I heard even people on the radio this morning saying, well, you know, Kevin Durant should have been in that mix, especially with Game 6. Or, I mean, or Game 3. I'm like, do you realize they're regular season awards?
Yeah, it's not postseason awards.
It has nothing to do with the postseason. You and know, because if it did, James Harden would have been a good, solid 11th. But other than that, I mean, stop worrying about... I just like the night before Super Bowl... I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Do it right during the finals on one of the off days or something like that to where it's still relevant in basketball season. Basketball's at its peak if the matchup's any good in the finals.
Yeah.
And you can maybe get some more viewership out of it.
It would probably help. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Somebody said Kurt Lowe can't call the national shows. He doesn't have enough minutes, and I'm almost positive he doesn't have free roaming.
Yeah, Lamont said something about him in a Harden jersey right now
so
and some
good.
Of those socks. Trying to worry about some things too. So, all right. So we got plenty of shows still to get to. If you want to join us and you got a topic on your mind, why don't you hit us up with it? 713-780-3776. That's the text or call or hit us on Twitter. The usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Yay, yay!
You're a dick for that, Nick.
That was awesome,
Nick.
Nick. Well
dick.
Played.
You can't tell Ice Cube not to say yay, yay.
Not in an interview. Yeah, you guys should come on down and get tickets. We've got 3-on-3. These guys are going to be playing some hoops. They're going to be playing some basketballs. They're going to be shooting. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yay, yay! Like, what? That's out of nowhere, Cube. Mr. Ice. Like, you can't do that, Ice. Stop.
That's like Reed Ryan going on in one of the broadcasts and talking about the fact that you know, the Astros are playing good ball. Our guys are hitting, swinging the bats well. The pitching's good. You can do the wave. And when they do well late in the game, woo!
Oh, he did woo?
Well, you could do that. I mean, they made him woo on the air.
Yeah, no.
I think Raheel did.
I know. We just don't need Ice Cube yay-yaying in an interview. I'm sorry.
I don't think it's that big a deal.
We're getting a lot of requests for topics, all right? Sure. And... one of them, they're bringing up June 27, DJ Screw. You,
I'm not into it. I saw somebody on Twitter say you should play something because of DJ Screw. I don't know what the...
talking about topics for Way Back Wednesday? Or because I saw we got one last night.
Yeah, what was that?
That was, wasn't that April's mom was suggesting something? Literally, her Twitter handle is April's mom. Something about women of the 90s, either solo in a group? It's like Barry took a whole day with that.
I hate you. But you know, the big thing. Well, first of all, I'll read this text because I wanted to, since it was topical. It says, how is LeBron not all NBA defense?
It's a legitimate argument.
Yeah, it is. And then there was a lot of the players were going nuts that Avery Bradley didn't make all defensive team.
NBA players themselves, yeah.
That's what I mean. Right, a lot of players were losing their mind on Twitter. How is Avery Bradley not making the all defensive team?
Yeah, the backcourt of the Blazers, CJ McCollum and Damon Lillard, was like, first of all,
Isaiah Thomas said something.
CJ McCollum didn't spell it right, but dropped an F-bomb on how Avery Bradley wasn't on one of those teams. And then Damon Lillard was like, they must not be watching these games because that's how strongly they felt about Avery Bradley. But then you're like, who do you replace him? Chris Paul?
Yeah.
It's hard. I mean, look, Pat Beverly doesn't have the name recognition as Draymond Green or Chris Paul or Kawhi Leonard, But Pat Beverly plays defense as hard and as physical and as good as anybody in this league.
I think he deserved to be on there for sure.
I totally
agree. So there was that, the LeBron thing. Somebody said, can we Facebook Live the toilet repairs today? Will he throw up? Let's find out.
You could fit in with that new commercial. There's that new commercial where everybody that's proud about doing their home repairs has their crack showing.
Huh?
Have you seen that? There's a TV commercial now where men and women all
Got seen that.
You can put a quarter in the slot and play a video game with all the cracks they got showing.
Yeah. No. And then the big topic everyone wants to talk about.
The balls.
Yes. LeVar Ball on WWE.
I know.
Why is that a big topic? Is it because they know I hate this man so much?
Yeah, I said earlier today on Reality Check, to me, being on the WWE
platform. What is that Reality Check you speak of?
I never heard of it.
That's an award-winning program on one of the fine ground media outlets.
Who do we send the bill to charge for advertising on the show for that?
Laminac. I'm going to have you in my dream again, Laminac.
I should have known when I mentioned Reality Check that was going to happen.
You should have just not said that.
I think it's more of an impact in terms of exposure to be on WWE than it is on ESPN. The way he's acting, it just makes him that much more polarizing. Now we're never going to get rid of LeVar. It's just not going to happen.
Well, it just turned into a big commercial for his brand, obviously.
Huge.
And him taking his shirt off, and he was, the way his acting was horrible.
And here's the thing, too.
I want no part of that, though. Like, people are texting it to me, and it's making me nauseous.
And I think the reason why we hate it is because it is relevant, because it's out there, that he's visible to everyone. But with every mention, you're actually doing him and his brand a big favor for it, and all he is annoying. And the thing that I asked you guys at lunch was, how is the youngest kid out there promoting the brand with the T-shirt on? When he needs to maintain amateur status, and he's trying to, you know, UCLA already supposedly has made him an offer for a full ride. You can't be doing all that stuff.
No, you can't make money like that.
Right.
It's going to be, now he probably, if they're smart, he's funneling it through his dad. You know what I mean? Like his dad's making the money and then saying, here's your $300,000 allowance or something like that.
But then he had to apologize too, right?
Did he? Because he dropped the N-bomb, right?
He said the N-word.
The N-bomb, so yeah.
On live broadcast, right?
Yep.
Tis, tis, tis.
Not a good look for the youngster.
You guys
want
to hear how LeVar sounded?
You got audio of it? Oh, boy.
It's only two dudes better than me, and I'm both of them.
Well, understand that you are in a WWE ring with the Michael Jordan of WWE.
What? Melo, handle my lightweight. Handle my lightweight. Oh, boy, you making me shoot. Okay. Oh, put your clothes back on, Buck, man. You ain't the only man home.
Did he just do, what was that cartoon that was like, ooh, I hate that Wabbit. Who is that?
Oh, boy, you making me shoot.
What? Okay. What is that?
I don't
making
know.
Me shoot.
It is like of a cartoon.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah.
I hate that Wabbit. Whoever does that, is that Sylvester? No, it's not Sylvester. It's Elmer Fudd. Is it
Elmer Fudd chases the Waskaway Wabbit?
No, but it's the one with the. Is it Yosemite Sam?
Has the big long mustache?
Yeah, is that him? Is that who it is? I don't know. That's the most ridiculous thing. The fact that this dude is doing WWE. I was telling someone the other day this is basically the two things that I loathe more than anything in sports. One is because people call WWE sports, and two is this dude doing WWE. It was like the perfect storm. Maybe this is why I was gagging last night. It wasn't the toilet. I just knew that this was happening while I wasn't watching, and that's subconsciously I'm gagging at the fact that LeVar Ball, is doing wrestling. Oh, God.
It is overwhelmingly annoying. Put it that way. Basketball can't start soon enough, just so hopefully he will fade into the sunset, but something tells me he will find a way.
Yeah.
And that in itself is annoying. Thankfully, from a television perspective, we don't have to worry about that anymore because the Astros are on tonight, so they're back playing, so I have something I can watch.
Thank goodness. Yeah, it was I don't even know what we watched. I think my wife and I watched Anthony Bourdain in Mexico, which Anthony Bourdain is a badass. If you haven't watched it, he's a badass. And he does jiu-jitsu. Little known fact. A lot of people don't know that. He's like a purple belt in jiu-jitsu. So,
I know he'd probably slurp up that toilet water in a straw and not have any.
He'll eat just about anything.
Yeah, with a fork.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. All right, guys, I want to tell you real quick about my guys over at Gulf State Home Buyers. If you need to sell your house and you need to do it quickly, then you need to give Gulf State Home Buyers a call because they're going to tell you no problem. We'll buy it. And they're going to make you a cash offer for your house. If you're trying to get out from under it from your house and you maybe have back taxes and you can't, or you have delinquent HOA dues that are holding you up, or maybe you're going through a divorce, bankruptcy, foreclosure. Even if you're in unemployment right now, it doesn't matter. Call Gulf State Home Buyers, 281-717-6100, and let them help you. Like I said, they make you a cash offer. Once everything gets going, they handle all the paperwork from the beginning of the process all the way through closing. So all you do after you make that call and you get this process going, you sit back and relax and let their team of professionals do the work for you. They have attorneys, they have title companies, an entire in-house staff that shows you a stress-free way to sell your home. 281-717-6100. Give them a call. Get a clear understanding of what your situation is and how they can help you, whether it's title issues or, like I said, you just need to get a quick close and get that cash. That's what they're there for. They're ready to answer your questions. But first, you got to call them. Gulf State Home Buyers, 281-717-6100, or look them up on the internet, gulfstatehomebuyers.com.
ESPN 97.5.